The Man in the Water, Roger Rosenblatt. As disasters go, this one was terrible, but not unique, certainly not among the worst U.S. air crashes on record. There was the unusual element of the bridge, of course, and the fact that the plane hit it at a moment of high traffic. Then, too, there was the location of the event, Washington, the city of form and rules, turned chaotic by a blast of real winter and a single slap of metal on metal. The jets from Washington National Airport that normally fly around the presidential monuments like hungry gulls are, for the moment, represented by the one that fell. And there was the aesthetic clash as well. Blue and green Air Florida, the name of a flying garden, sunk down among gray chunks of ice in a black river. All that was worth noticing, to be sure. Still, there was nothing very special in any of it except death, which, while always special, does not necessarily bring the nation to tears or to attention. Why, then, the shock here?